Welcome to Gunning Talk back on 2NURFM. Greg Richard, joined by Judy Sharp once again. Great to see you back in here with us, Judy.
Thank you, Greg.
Excellent. We didn't get through all of the list last week.
No, we didn't, but we can continue today.
We'll just refresh. Well, you actually didn't say everything was on the list, so we've got still a fair amount to do.
We have. You know, we've got to cover cyclamen, we've got to cover winter grass, we're going to cover indoor plants because winter's coming.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about preparation for new season roses.
Right. Surely we don't do that now.
Well, you have to wait for the surprise.
Right. I've got a question for you as well. So.
Oh, okay. That's great.
If need be. And Judy, you were talking about preparing for roses?
Oh, yes. That's okay. We'll do it now.
Well, I can ask you my question.
Okay. Well, no. We'll do the preparing for roses because there could be listeners out there that are interested in that.
Yep.
Well, everyone tends to plant them too early. I touched briefly on that last week. But really, they should always wait until June, but time to prepare for new roses. So the biggest hint I can give out today, Greg, is please don't put manure in that hole where you're going to plant new roses. Because when you take them out, the bags or the pots, and you put them in the ground, you'll notice they've got little fine roots. And those little fine roots go straight down into that manure. And what happens, Greg?
It burns it?
Yes. Gosh, we're on the ball today, aren't we?
I'm learning. Stuff is sinking in.
Yeah, so we don't want to do that to the new roses, but it's too early. Well, it's not, you know, next week will be June, won't it?
You're right. It's winter in June, isn't it? If I know my seasons correctly.
It is. And did you notice something happened today? There was a very heavy dew.
I don't think I was up early enough to notice that.
A very heavy dew, and that indicated to me that we may be going to have a very cold winter. But I wondered if any of our listeners are waiting on today, if they live up in the valley, I wonder if that's news of frost coming.
Possibly. I think it is going to be a cold winter.
I think so.
The last couple of weekends have been quite chilly.
Yeah, lovely today, but anyway.
Got Tricia from Corlette. And she's got a question about roses.
Oh, good morning, Tricia. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Judy, until I heard your conversation a minute ago.
Oh, about the roses. Well, you know, it is that time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, but I just bought about 4 weeks ago, and I don't know, I've always grown them and I wasn't thinking, and I put them into the ground and I put cow manure in the bottom, didn't I? So I've got dieback and droop leaves.
Oh, no.
My question is, can I just pull them up and replant them? Do you think they'd be okay?
Yes, they should be, Tricia. Have they shown any shoots yet?
One has, but the other two are looking a bit sad.
Oh, and you know what you did? The opposite to what I always use is poultry manure. You've used cow.
Yeah. Well, no. I'm from the country. I lived in Dungog. So that's all we ever had.
Oh, right, And actually, where you live, Tricia, at Corlette, your soil will probably be alkaline anyway, so we won't panic about that. But it just is those new little feeder roots that go down, you know, the little white ones, they would have gone straight in that manure. So, okay, let's get them out re-dig that or get rid of the manure and give them another shot. If you've got any dieback, start to cut that off.
Yeah,
definitely do that, And replant them and try and keep your fingers crossed, I think. But anyway, the main thing is to prune them back a little bit now so they're not going to struggle.
Okay, then. Thank you very much for that.
That's okay, Tricia, but never plant before June. It's always too early.
I've learned my lesson now, the hard way.
They'll be right. Ring us back and let us know if they survive.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tricia. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Tricia. It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. If you've got a question for Judy Sharp, 4921 6216. Much like myself, Judy, I think I've got curl grub.
Curl grub.
I had a nice little capsicum tree just sitting there. Leaves all went down. I just thought I'll give it a couple of waters. And then I had a bit of a dig and I managed to find those little white terrors.
Oh, no. So what about the other pots, Greg?
I haven't checked the other pots, but that pot I ripped the plant out in the bin and all the dirt and everything, that's just tipped in the back end of the garden.
I hope you fed those curl grubs to some magpies or something.
Yeah, there was a few around. And my neighbour nearly got flung one as well when he rode by his bike.
Well, listen.
Which I apologise for, of course.
You're a very keen chilli grower, aren't you?
Yep.
So have you got them in the garden as well?
There's a few in the garden, yeah.
Right, okay. Well, we're going to get carbrel. Mm-hmm. Or you're going to get carbrel.
Yep.
But if you can't, well, give me a whistle and I'll bring some in next week.
Rightio.
I won't charge you, of course.
No, not of course not.
No. I've always got a little bit of something around.
Yep.
And we're going to also do the pots, not only the pots, but we're going to do the garden as well.
Okay. We're going to spray everything.
No, water it
water,
through.
Yep.
Water it through, yeah. Yep. Because they'll be in the garden if they're in your pots, but they do love to get in pots.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, more so than anything.
It's a concrete pot as well, so is that a difference? Or?
No, not at all. No. No, you've just been unlucky. But I
would. It wasn't pleasant to pick up and clean out, I could say that.
But I would imagine that you're going to have them in the other pots as well.
Yeah, great.
And the garden. So get some, or if you haven't, give me a whistle. And let's get it done next week.
Right, yeah. Carbrel it is.
Carbrel it is.
And we've got Nicole from Wall's End, and she's got a question about the lime tree. Afternoon, Nicole.
Hello, Nicole. Oh, we've still got you on the line.
Hi, how are you going?
Did you wander off to make a sandwich, Nicole?
Not quite. I'm about to go and get one, but not quite.
It must be that time in the day, surely.
It is.
So you've got problems with your lime tree.
Yeah, I've got a very well-established lime tree. It's probably about 10 years old, and it grows very well, but it's never really been able to fruit. So every time it flowers, the fruit always gets blown off, and it's never really produced anything. And over the years, the next-door neighbour's Maria has basically shaded it out. So I think the fact that it's not getting enough sun is a contributing factor. So we're thinking whether it can be relocated. Would it be able to cope with being ripped out and relocated to another location?
Nicole, you're going to have to hard prune it. I was just having a conversation with Greg. My little lime tree got pruned too hard. I won't mention any family names, but I've been waiting now for about 3 months for it to come good, and it hasn't. So I have my doubts about you moving one as big as you're talking about.
Right.
Is the Maria, any chance the Maria could be pruned so you can get more sun?
Oh, we could on our side, without a doubt, but it's on a fence, so it misses the northern sun sort of thing, so it'd only get a little bit of the morning sun, even if we cut the Maria back, because the other thing is a caravan sort of parked in the driveway next to it as well. And that's also contributing to the shade thing. But even before then, it just never really fruited. It just can't seem to keep the fruit whenever it flowers.
Right,
so,
okay.
So my option was to get rid of it, just to kind of, cut it out completely. But we just thought if there's a chance to save it and relocate it rather than digging it out and getting rid of it, it could be an option. But if it's not going to cope very well...
Well, Nicole, mine certainly didn't. And for what reason, I think... Mine was hard pruned a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And not mentioning any family names here. And Nicole, look, I think if you're going to do that hard prune and move it, I really would like to see you wait until the spring's coming.
Okay.
I think now you're going to definitely lose it. Oh, well, you may not, but but when the spring's coming, right at the end of winter, before we start to get real hot days, I'd do it then, I think. And
all right.
The other thing is, do you give it citrus food regularly?
Yeah, we do, because I've got another citrus plant 3 or 4 metres up, and it goes really well. I'm always getting fruit off it.
Right.
But it's out in the sun, and it's getting enough hours of sun in the day. And I just know that over the years, the lime's just getting more and more. And it grows profusely. It's always sprouting new growth and new leaf all the time. But it just never the fruit can never set on it. And over the years, it's just gotten worse and worse in the shade with the growth of the next door neighbour's Maria.
Okay. Now, rather than hit it with citrus food after the move, I'd like to see you try some sulfate of potash, will help with the fruiting.
Okay.
And then we'll give it the citrus food a little bit down the track when you see that it's stabilised.
All right. Well, I think it's worth the go rather than just cutting it out completely.
Oh, it is, definitely. Yeah. And have your position prepared, but don't put manure in there, will you, in the hole? And just have good soil. And, you know, you might have to do a bit of root pruning, I'd say. You won't know till you actually dig around it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
All right, well, it's worth a go, I think.
Well, it is. Good luck with it and let us know when we get to spring.
It'll be hubby's job. It'll be my husband. He'll be the one doing the hard work. But, yeah, we'll give it a go and I'll let you know if it's successful.
Well, we'll blame him if it's not, shall we?
That's it.
Thanks,
no
Nicole.
No names mentioned. Thanks very much for that.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. Surely you got to give it a go.
Oh, yeah. No, we'll give it a go. That sounds worth giving it a go, doesn't it?
We've also got Vanessa from Wall's End, and she's got a question about the frangipani.
Hello, Vanessa. Frangipani time. Losing the leaves?
No. What my situation is I saw it on the side of the road and I went back with the trailer and took it home.
Right.
Somebody has just got it by the trunk and sort of, you know, moved it from side to side so to get it out of the ground. So it's got two roots, probably the size of your thumb thickness.
Right.
And the trunk of it is probably about 15 centimetres in diameter. So it's not a cutting. It's not a branch cutting. It's a little tree.
A little tree. They didn't like the colour, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think. Well, they didn't have much of a garden. They just didn't want it anymore.
Right, so. Okay. Look, I think the only solution is to plant it and perhaps give it a bit of encouragement with the product, one of the Flourish products.
Right,
so, and
okay,
do that each week. But it isn't a good time, of course, at this time of year because they are going to start going a bit dormant. But I'd get it in pretty quick into good soil, or you have an alternative, that is to put it in a pot.
Right, okay. Could I put sand? I've read that they like a sandy soil. Should I put sand into that soil?
Look, I wouldn't at this stage. It have any soil still attached to it?
Any what, sorry?
Any soil attached to it?
No.
Oh, right. So that didn't give you a clue what kind of soil it was in. Look, no. I think I'd give it something substantial.
Okay, so Flourish being a liquid fertiliser?
It is. It's a liquid one and, you know, you'll just get an all-purpose Flourish and water that in. You can do it every week.
Okay.
And then, that might encourage it to grow. But, you know, keeping in mind it is going dormant, so if you don't see any activity until the spring, don't worry too much.
Mm. Okay, now with it being so big, my question is that I've called about is whether to cut off the jagged end of it that's just been, broken off at ground level. I've got the two roots there. Or do I cut it off and let it dry out like you would a branch cutting?
Well, you could do that. You could do a branch cutting, you know, put it on the ground and leave it for 2 weeks to callus over.
I don't want to do a branch cutting. I want to go with this tree because it's a beautiful shape. It's a big one. So I'm not talking a branch cutting. I'm talking about a bigger tree.
Right, so, okay. Yeah, so you've got a you've got a dead branch on it though, have you?
No, it's all still, you know, full of water, like full of liquid.
Yeah. Look, I'd
not dry it out.
I'd be inclined to plant it as it is if you can, Vanessa.
Okay. Right,
yep.
Okay.
Good luck
just
with that.
Just didn't know with the big tree whether to cut it off as a clean cut or to pack soil up into that jagged end.
I'd pack soil up into the jagged end at this stage.
Okay. All right then. Great. Thank you very much.
Good luck with it, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
And we've got Pat from Sunshine. We've got a question about orchids.
Oh, hello, Pat. It's orchid time, isn't it? All coming into flower.
Oh, is it orchid time now? I thought it was August. Hello, Judy.
Well,
how are you?
Are we talking about cymbidiums, the long stem?
Yes.
Oh, no, they should be starting to get little one flowers on them.
Oh, well, I've got one just, really tall now, and I got a bit of a shock because I remember giving my in-laws for their 50th wedding anniversary a beautiful orchid, and that was August.
Well, it could have been a carryover or something. You know, it depends. You know, a lot of plants are imported now, the flowering plants, so it might have been an imported one. But the one you've got, have you got a new shoot of flowers coming up?
I have,
Well, that tricked you, didn't it?
I walked past, I haven't been well this week, I've had COVID, and I walked past the garden yesterday and I went, what? And so I quickly got some potassium, the liquid potassium, and I watered all my orchids. So was that right?
Oh, yes, that's fine. Sulfate of potash is good too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fine, Pat. But, you know, quite frankly, you're lucky you can walk in the garden with COVID. I had it for 2 weeks. I couldn't walk in the garden.
No, well, yesterday was my first day out for a few days.
Well, you got a surprise seeing that out. You got a great surprise seeing that orchid in flower, didn't you?
Oh,
that's wonderful.
Yeah. So everything's all right with them then. I thought, oh, no.
No, nothing's wrong at all. They're doing the right thing, Pat.
Oh, good.
Okay, just keep that potassium up or the sulfate of potash. You know, it won't hurt you after they finish flowering to apply some orchid-growing food.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, but then I don't feed them after that, is that right?
No. You'll find on the packet with the orchid-growing food, and you can find there will be two different varieties. If you've got a lot of orchids, have you got a lot or...?
Oh, no, I've only got about eight, I suppose. My grandfather used to have 400.
Oh, my gosh. I bet he was a grower, was he?
No, it was just his hobby.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, but he did have a lot. But I thought once the summer came, you just left them alone.
Oh, look, it depends what kind of fertiliser you get hold of. But
right.
You might buy an all-purpose one. But the orchid growers actually use two, okay. One for flowering and one after flowering.
Okay. All right.
So when you go shopping, just make sure it's the one you want.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We've got Noel from San Remo, and he's got a question about staghorns.
Hello, Noel. How are you today?
Very well, thanks, Judy.
I'm sorry you've had to wait a little while. You know, they pile up a little bit some days.
That's okay. It's only been a song and a couple of commercials.
Oh, yes. What can I help you in now?
Well, I've got four staghorns. Two are around 800 wide and two are around about the 5.5 metre.
Right.
So three are going really well, but one's got the bug in it.
Ah, right, okay, the little beetle?
Yeah.
Okay, so have you done anything to try and, get rid of it?
No, that's what I'm calling for.
Yeah.
We've just come back from been away for a while and I've noticed and I thought, okay, I need to get on top of this.
Yeah, but, you know, Noel, you do have to be careful what you use.
Yeah,
I'm thinking maybe if you made up, have you got any Malathon?
Yes.
Okay, make a weak solution, cut it down a little bit and water that through. But try it on just the one first, the one that's not happy, and then, if it doesn't do any damage to the stag, well, then do it with your others because they'll probably transfer over to that, to those.
It might be the position it's in. I'm not sure because they're all under shea cloth. They've all got drippers on them. But we did have a lot of rain while we was away and it was going all right until we come home, so.
Yeah, well, of course, we've had rain and rain and rain now, unfortunately, yeah. Okay, look, I'm sure that's the solution, a weak solution of Malathon.
So drop it down by half or?
I would. And then if you find it doesn't do any damage and you're not beating the beetle, well, then I'd go a little bit stronger.
Okay.
Thank you, Noel. Let us know how you go.
I will, Judy. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
49216216. If you'd like to ask a question to Judy Sharp on Gardening Talkback, Judy, just about out of time, but I want to go back to the start, indoor plants. You want to talk about this last week as well.
Yeah.
But we didn't get time to talk about it then. And
no.
Hopefully we've got a bit of time now.
And have I got a quick minute to say, the one thing I wanted to touch on today was it's too early to plant your roses. So if anyone's listening out there, not now. Just wait till July or August if you're in the frost. Okay, indoor plants. Now, indoor plants at the moment.
I will say, Judy, before I'm going to have to cut you off on indoor plants once again. We've got Brian from New Lambton because he's got a question about roses.
Oh, right. Okay, we'll do Brian then. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. I just want to know, when's the best time to prune roses?
Okay, in New Lambton, July.
July. Okay, yeah. No worries. Yeah, I just got one that's about getting close to 2.7 metres high.
Right, okay, and that's very tempting to prune it now, but no, it's a bit early, Brian.
Yeah. Well, the leaves have fallen off, so I just thought, the leaves have fallen off in the last couple of weeks, maybe now.
No. Let's wait until July, even if you do it early July, Brian.
Yep, no worries.
That's okay, you're welcome.
Simple and easy to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Nice and easy, pruning roses in July, and we plant them in July as well.
No, we plant now.
Oh, righto.
No, in June. We plant June for new roses.
I thought you said don't plant now.
No, don't prune now. I think we had a lady on the line that had planted now, and she planted too early, remember?
That's right, yep.
Yeah. You're trying to sidetrack me today, Greg.
I'm confusing myself with it, I think. That's a bad well for the rest of the afternoon. But I'll let you get back to houseplants.
All right, okay, to houseplants now. It's time that you give your houseplants a slow-release fertiliser, which is a pelleted one.
Yep.
And you use that before the winter to just to keep them feeding steadily. You'd stop giving them the liquid one.
Right.
Okay, so, and the other thing, let me add again, if you've got maiden hairs and you've got aircon on or fires on or gas on, please spray them every second day with a spray bottle.
Yep. Righty-o. Well, I was going to ask, do you think people forget to plant or water their houseplants in the middle in winter? And
oh, they do. Oh, yes. And that's a real failing, that one, which, you know, I mean, we're all guilty of it, particularly if you go away. But no, I do mine every second day with water, the maiden hair, and then I spray it the other day. But I would be watering mine twice a week inside now, the other houseplants.
Right.
Yep. So answer your question?
It does. It does.
Well, you can go home and fix up those chilies now.
Well, yeah, we'll fix up the whole garden by the sound of it. I'm not overly excited for it, to be overly honest.
Good time to do it, Greg. You can go out there and get warm and snuggy.
I'm going to have to wear a lot of jackets. Well, Judy Sharp, we've just got about a minute left.
Yeah.
Did you say cyclamen as well at the start of the hour?
Oh, cyclamen. I'd love to be able to talk about that. Simon, my son, gave me one for Mother's Day, and it was magnificent, and I can't tell you how big it was, how beautiful. It would have had 50 flowers on, probably still has. And my method is each night when it's not raining, because I got caught out one night, I put it outside in a sheltered spot.
Yep.
And then I bring it back in the next morning. But because we've got heating on now, you know, they tend to dislike that. Because over in the Northern Hemisphere, you know, they grow up out of the snow. No, truly, Greg, they truly grow up out of the snow. So make sure when you water them, you always water under the leaves so that you don't make them rot.
Right.
And remove any dead leaves or any dead flowers. But, you know, the secret is the going out at night, really, in a sheltered spot.
Judy Sharp, thank you very much. And it's Scott next week, is it?
I think, yeah, I might let him come next week.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.